This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So the latest drug deals and breakups going on among your friends, according to the Journal, that's what Venmo can tell you all about if you scroll hard enough. Coming up, a look at the popular PayPal app that lets users send money along with a message. But are you sharing too much when you digitally converse and send your cash? Privacy advocates, for one, believe so. The details, but first, these tech headlines. The Justice Department continues its attack against the AT&T Time Warner deal. In a brief filed this week, it argued that a trial judge ignored fundamental principles of economics and common sense when he allowed AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. The company's completed the $80 billion cash-in-stock deal in June, and most legal observers believe the government faces an uphill battle in overturning the ruling. The Wall Street Journal's Brent Kendall has more at WSJ.com. Technology is now helping insurers speed up claims. They're testing a number of new tools as they try to speed up the grueling process. Some examples include drones for aerial imagery and virtual assistants to eliminate on-site visits. Instead, a provider will broadcast the image to an office-based adjuster via video. The Journal writes how there are drawbacks, however. Last year marked the first widespread use of aerial tech to evaluate losses. Some insurers have reopened claims from that period because initial repair estimates turned out to be too low. And a big bet on short video is coming by way of Silicon Valley and Hollywood. Both have teamed up to pour new money into the initiative. Alibaba and all six major Hollywood studios are among the backers of a $1 billion fundraising round for a mobile video startup called New TV. The venture is part of entertainment veteran Jeffrey Katzenberg's WonderCo, and the goal is to create an app-based subscription service featuring programs specifically created for mobile devices, usually in chunks of 10 minutes or less. Read more about the latest at WSJ.com. Coming up, are you sharing too much when you send your cash using Venmo? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So Venmo, the app owned by PayPal, the one that lets users send money to one another free along with a message, it's currently entangled in a small uproar surrounding a web project that highlighted how users may be sharing too much. Let's get the details. Joining us now in the podcast studio with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Venmo is a hook that's obviously worked. A lot of people use it. The whole thing is that personal message with the cash you send, I guess, right? Venmo actually refers to it as digital notes that make payments feel more like conversations.
That's how they first did back in 2009. It's almost 10 years old now.
Nothing wrong with that. But your reporting gets into how the concept has opened this Pandora's box of privacy concerns. What's been going on lately?
Sure. So if anyone's used Venmo, you might have seen that there's three different feeds that they show their users. There's just the feeds of your transactions, if you split the rent with your roommate, if you get paid for dinner when you split the bill one time, that's available only to you. There's a second feed that's available to friends. So if people follow you on Venmo or you have their number in your phone, you'll see what they spend money on in their Venmo feed and vice versa. Then there's the public feed, which is this fire hose of emojis and messages with different Venmo transactions that anybody in the internet can see. So some people love that. There's a couple viral moments of Venmo history recently where you can kind of see how people are really taking to that. So at the end of The Bachelor this season, a lot of people reached out to the loser, one of the contestants, to offer support and actually gave her money through Venmo to contribute to a wine fund or just
it was fascinating.
To get over it.
Yeah.
And that was totally organic. You know, Venmo didn't invent that or push that. People just use the product that way. And on the other hand, you have privacy advocates that wonder, you know, how much are people sharing without realizing they're sharing it? So when you sign up for Venmo, you're automatically, by default, set for all your transactions can be viewed on that public feed that anybody who is on Venmo can see what you're spending money on. So there was a new website that was created by a privacy advocate that went through, I think, all the public Venmo transactions in 2017, compiled some data, picked out five users, one of whom seems to be a drug dealer, one of whom was
part of a
couple.
Amazing way to find out.
Yeah, people are pretty honest on Venmo. They might not realize people are watching, but it's all out there to see. So Venmo is trying to manage this. One, people do love the feed and love commenting on it. I remember one of the Bachelor contributions was liked 150 times, so you can like and comment on other people's transactions, and people like that. On the other hand, There's been a lot of evidence that people might not know how much they're sharing. The Federal Trade Commission, the consumer watchdog, reached a settlement with Venmo a couple months ago where they charged that Venmo didn't make it too easy to turn off some of those features to make it private. And so as part of that, they agreed to be a little more upfront in their disclosures about what you're sharing. And it's an interesting moment for PayPal because Venmo has been this free service for a long time that they never generated revenue from. And now they're trying to make it a little more mainstream. So there's actually a plastic Venmo debit card you can apply for and use it. And PayPal gets money from that transaction. If you want to take an Uber or order Seamless, you can choose Venmo as the payment option to check out. So PayPal has to make a bunch of decisions about how much it wants to to manage that growth rate and how much is shared in the social feed.
Right. I mean, do you get a sense that it's a cultural thing? Because, you know, it's interesting to me because I use it not much and certainly not as a scrolling social tool, you know, but people do. And it's because, as you write, they say it's an interesting look at a different look at someone. The folks that use it, you know, that's who Venmo really cares about. How concerned are they? You know,
anecdotally, people who use it a lot don't mind that much. They've either set their transactions for private, so they're not that worried that the default setting is public.
Well, they know how to use it, right?
Exactly.
That's key as well.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it seem like we've done a huge scientific sampling of all the images out there. This is anecdotal, but, you know, most young people I talk to are totally happy with it, and most folks who are older I've surveyed don't use Venmo, and when they find out about that social aspect are really turned off by it. So if you talk to the CEO of PayPal about this, which I have, he maintains that young consumers know exactly what they're signing up for, exactly what they're sharing, and they're comfortable with it.
So with regards to the pushback, it seems like it's manageable as far as, you know, their consumers and how they've built their whole business.
Right. There's no evidence that the concerns around privacy are slowing Venmo's growth at all. In the second quarter, PayPal reported that there was $14 billion of transactions on Venmo. That was up more than three quarters from a year ago.
Wow.
And while they've taken some steps to educate consumers, so I think after that Privacy Advocates website came out, they introduced a tutorial. When you open the app, you can see what the public feed means, what friends only mean, here's how to change your settings. That's probably the most evidence you've seen that they want to take a further step to educate people. But other than that, there's really no sign that these concerns are slowing Venmo's growth at all.
Right. You know, and it's just a healthy reminder of what's out there for folks that do use it, if nothing else. Very good. Peter, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to the Journal's Peter Rudiger. You can read more at WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.